This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And hey, I get how it works now. Ben Bernanke gives a press conference, says generally positive things, and the world explodes. I speak, of course, about yesterday's Fed meeting and the ensuing market reaction. But let's remember the takeaway from that meeting, shall we? That the economy is actually doing better, so the Fed can stop greasing the skids, pumping money in, gradually, to be sure. And yet, Wall Street loses its beans. The Dow dropped hard yesterday, harder today, and don't even get me started on bonds, people. From New York, Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going.
When Ben Bernanke was giving his press conference, guess what triggered the markets to fall? Was it the word doom? Was it interest rate hike? No.
Markets stumbled as Chairman Bernanke was using the word optimistic.
That's Quincy Crosby, chief strategist for Prudential.
It does sound odd, but markets being what they are, they just say, sell first, ask questions later.
If the economy was a party the past few years, that party sucked. So the Fed has been dumping vodka into the punch bowl, i.e. pumping cash into the economy. Now that the Fed is optimistic about the party, it can pour a little less liquor into the bowl, meaning slow down on the quantitative easing. Dan Greenhouse is chief global strategist for BTIG.
There is this belief that the Fed's pumping of liquidity into the system has helped drive up the prices of stocks.
So if you're an investor, you might be thinking,
check, please.
It's time to leave the party. Maybe some of your stocks have been overvalued.
So on the idea that the Fed would provide less liquidity, however modest that might be, investors are using this as a chance to sell some of their holdings that presumably have gone higher.
So does this mean the stock market knows something about the economy that we don't? No, says Mark Spindell with Potomac River Capital.
The economy should continue to do fine, but I think the investor base is a little bit more demanding and maybe a little bit less patient.
This sort of correction happens anytime there's a major policy shift, he says. And hopefully the party will go on. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.